are back for another episode of Give Us the Launch Codes. I'm Tom.
I'm Travis.
We're back here at the park offices. It's nice to have the outdoor summer offices right now. Got a good lease for about a couple months. As you saw in the title when you clicked on this episode, let's talk about stupid shit.
What do we want to nickname this? I've been playing around with the Big Butt Ass Bill, Big Booty Full Bill, Big Booty Bill.
I would just get fucked.
The get fucked bill.
It's just get fucked times leading into the holidays, really. Mm-hmm. It's
and beyond.
It's just a shit show. It's a clusterfuck. It's foobar. It's everything you can think of word wise. It's just, there's something in your ass, and it's not consensual.
I really wish Democrats had this kind of energy with any time that they had control of the legislative and the presidency. Because, like, with Democrats, it's like they all turn into, like, the world's biggest pussies if you just even mention the word filibuster. With this, the Democrats, like, did record-breaking filibusters. Like, oh, I'm going to do a speech for Cory Booker did, like, a speech for 8.5 hours. And everyone's patting themselves on the back. Oh, I did something. Yay. And it didn't do anything.
No, it doesn't.
It's
do
like,
shit.
Oh, why don't you just suck it up, accept the fact that you're not gonna get your Saturday off this week, and just, like, you know, have a let's fucking go attitude. That's what Minnesota's state legislature did. That's why they have paid school lunches there now. They had, like, a slim Democratic majority and a Democratic governor, and they're like, you know what? We're just going to go balls to the wall because we may never get this again.
A lot of things might not happen again because of what just got passed. So for this episode, let's break down the fun.
Do you want to do sponsor now or after?
Sure. Our sponsor today is just, you know what? Our sponsor today is cocktails, because when you're watching the news, you just want to have a drink at this point. So cocktails.
But specifically cocktails, not
like
just
overall cocktails. Yeah. Not a specific drink. Like, I know everyone has their own poison. I like gin, orange juice, and Sprite.
Okay.
It's my cocktail.
I'm still figuring out what my cocktail is, like my preferred cocktail. It's often if I'm overwhelmed and I can't think of anything, I guess my go-to is rum and Coke. Because
you can't go wrong with that.
You can't.
You know why? Because you can put a lime wedge in it.
That's true.
If you have a cocktail where you can put a lime wedge in it, you can't really fuck with that.
No.
So it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like vodka cranberries, too, once in a while. I call them bloodhounds. I know that's not the right term, but yeah. Oh, I also like orange juice and tequila. I call it an overtime. A little OT. Uh-huh.
Ooh.
A little OT in the morning.
Orange juice and tequila. That's pretty good.
It's
yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I know. I just like to call it OT because orange juice and tequila. Overtime.
You know they make, like, heart, like, Sunny D makes hard seltzers
yeah.
now?
Oh, yeah, I know. I also like to do Snapple peach iced tea with tequila. I call it an IT, because iced tea and tequila, mm-hmm. an IT. Alrighty, so that's our sponsor, cocktail. It's fun to get drunk at any point of the time. It really is just fun. It's fun to drink. Drinking's fun. Just don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our sponsor. Alrighty, let's break it down. Travis, what happened with this bill that got passed? By the way, the fact that if you have to call any bill, whatever it is, a big, beautiful bill, it's like, all right, so if you have to market it to us, it's already shit.
Was it Obama or Biden had a big piece of legislation that called it, like, the American Jobs Act?
It's like, at least it's boring.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's telling you what it is or what it wants to be.
When you have to say big, beautiful bill, I'm like, dude, what are you selling, you fucking carpetbagger?
In fairness, it's like, what that title does emphasize is that it does a lot in, like, one massive piece of legislation that normally would be spread out in multiple bills, multiple acts.
No, all in one.
But yeah, this is like an all at one. Let's do this now before midterms, way before midterms.
So it's locked in.
So, like, we have a year and a half for people to forget, and a lot of this stuff actually goes into effect in 2027 after the midterms. So all the bad stuff that people are going to feel from this, it's going to happen after everyone's already voted. Mm-hmm. And which, yep, by then, if it's like Democrats in office, if it's like Democrats running the show afterwards, then they're counting on the fact that people are stupid and have very short-term memories, that they'll be like, oh, this bad stuff happening to me.
I just lost my health insurance. I'll blame the Democrats because they're the ones in charge right now. It's like, well, no.
Don't you love, too, how in the past Republican politicians have complained about, well, they're passing this bill, but it's like 400 pages. Like, who's going to have time to read it? What's all this reading for? It's like, they got to simplify it. Like, no one has time. And then this thing's like 900 and plus pages long.
Oh, people that say that
this
stuff,
bill is like 900 pages long, though.
Whenever you hear people complain, either in elective office or not in elective office, the complaining that these, like, you know, these bills are too long, they're either stupid or they're lying, because if they're in elected, well, if they're in elected office, they're lying because they have staffs to read that. Like every single one of like 538 members of Congress, assuming no one's dead, 538 max, they all have staffs. Each one has their own staff, and they divvy up that work of reading everything, and then it's the responsibility of the staff member to, like, you know, summarize it.
No, of course. But
the reason they're super long is that they can be very detailed in terms of how they want to, how these things are going to be implemented, because government is complicated, believe it or not.
Because people are annoying.
Did you know that government is complicated?
Only as hard as you make it.
It's not as simple as your mom telling you to clean up your room and you go, okay, mom. Very literally speaking, you could just absolutely refuse to and make things so much harder than yourself. You know, there's no outline for you're going to clean up your room. And the way I'm going to make sure that you're going to do it is I'm going to sit here and spank you or use emotional manipulation.
Like all our moms do.
Yes, all our moms outline it in that specific detail.
And I'm going to praise your other sibling more than you if you don't. I will call your Nina and she's going to cuss you out. So the big thing about the bill is all these cuts and stuff that's taking away that people need. And I know the big one that people are talking about, especially that you've been following with this, Travis, is Medicaid and Medicare, correct?
Yeah, especially Medicaid. It's gonna make significant cuts to Medicaid. Millions of people are gonna lose health insurance as a result of that. A lot of hospitals, particularly like federally funded hospitals, are going to shut down, which means you'll have probably doctors, but definitely a lot of nurses going out of work in the next few years. A lot of people aren't going to realize that and don't realize it now because Medicaid is actually called different things in different states, because like how states organize, they give it their own name. Here, I believe it's called Medi-Cal, because California. There's also continuing tax cuts on rich folks and corporations. And someone even pointed out, like, this bill, opined that the bill is like the biggest sort of extraction from the poor to the rich in terms of like wealth and money, maybe in American history, to where some have nicknamed this the Reverse Robin Hood Act.
Oh, that does not sound good.
Take from the poor and give to the rich. You know, as the old saying goes, it's very expensive to be poor.
It is. That sucks too, because when you fuck with people's insurance, it's like that's just evil. It's insurance.
It's
insurance.
Evil.
First of all, the whole part, the whole basic structure of insurance is bullshit and fucked up anyway. But now you're just taking it away from people. It's like, dude, people need physicals. People need, you know, hearing tests, vision tests, dental. Like, you can't fuck with people's just health.
Yeah, and conservatives everywhere, not just in the United States, but conservative politicians anywhere in the country, you know, they like this stuff. They like taking away from government programs because they're under this fundamental belief that government should not help people.
No, it should
they don't believe in government helping people. This is not a belief that's based in like facts or anything, because really it's like, you know, government services have been proven to help people out of poverty, to help people out of medical debt or not have medical debt at all, or in most countries they have what's called single payer healthcare, also known pejoratively as socialized medicine, where the healthcare, the health insurance is just provided by taxpayer dollars, and it's not dependent on what job you have.
Yeah, because that's where it gets even also fucked up. It's like, well, what's your job title? Because that depends on how important you are. It's like, everyone's important. Everyone has a very functioning job, no matter what you are.
It's a belief in, fuck you, you're on your own. I got mine. And it's very popular because it benefits rich folks. Because a lot of times it's like rich folks will take over, try to fill the void of the services that government leaves behind. And they do it to make money off of it, which means that you're paying more. Like, again, I've said this before. Americans pay more for health insurance than, like, people in other countries, in other developed countries. We pay so much, and it's like, you know, would you rather pay, like, 20% of your paycheck? Or would you rather pay, like 4% in your taxes? You know, it's like a tiny amount. It goes in, going to your taxes, and just, you know, that small amount. And then you get all the healthcare you could ever want and need. And it just shows how propagandized we are on this. Like, no. I want to pay more for less insurance. That is the American motto. You know, I don't want to be, like, the contrarian that, like, I want to get mad at Democrats for everything the Republicans do. But it's also, like, you know, Democrats were so, like, willing to screw over Bernie Sanders. They said everything under the sun of how terrible Medicare for All is going to be. And it's like, we're watching this current government do like the polar opposite of that. It's like, we're going to make sure even less people have health care rather than, you know, what if we just everybody had health care? What if people could not die or could just like not die because they're going to go bankrupt if they tried to save their own lives.
Why can't we just afford those pills that are like $700 a pop and they just make them 7 cents or just make them free?
Because
it really just barely cost anything to make those pills from the get-go. It's just a markup value.
Something really stupid, and I don't know how many conservatives still believe in this rhetoric, but I remember this rhetoric coming out definitely in the Obama administration. It's this dichotomy of more government versus less government. And this is just something that, like, libertarians are into, but conservatives adopt this nonsense as well. You know, people think that, you know, cutting services... Of course, you know, the imagery they invoke is, like, authoritarian governments, you know, dictatorship. That equals more government. So clearly more government is bad. And therefore, we need less government because we don't want dictatorships. And therefore, that equals we're going to take away your health insurance. We're going to put more poor people on the street because we don't want to help poor people. It's never about, like, you know, the actual dictatory stuff, like funding our military to an absurdist degree, you know, increased security at public locations to the point of being invasive, looking at your phones. It's never about that stuff. It's always about the path away from dictatorship is by screwing people while also putting more resources into
war.
Screwing people as well.
Yeah, well, it's funny too, but like, the only way also, too, to run a country is you kind of need a big government, too. You just need to balance it out. Hell, the only way to pass this fucking bill that Trump got done is with a big government. The only way to do what's going on with, you know, ICE raids, the fucking bombing in Iran, you need a big government. Like, if you want a small government, then fucking just have Rhode Island be a country on its own. Like, that's how you have small government. You're going to need big government to get shit done and keep stuff secure, keep stuff safe, and keep, you know, citizens in line. And also protected. You need big government. It's just got to find the perfect balance so no one turns into Caesar.
Yeah, and this, like, leads into something that is, like, really disturbing, which is the ICE funding. I saw something where it's like ICE is going to get, like, $170 billion in funding. This absurd increase. To put that in perspective, with the exception of the United States and China, of course, ICE's budget is going to be larger than any single country's military budget.
Yes.
Military budget. And that includes Russia. Russia, who, by the way, is at war. Yeah. So, you know, they're very much spending on military personnel and equipment. But we're going to be spending more on border security than them.
Yeah.
Should we be a little scared about that? It's like, what do you need all those ICE agents for? Because that means they're going to hire more people, and they're going to build more. They're going to build more camp centers like Alligator Alcatraz that just recently opened, which is like this terrible chain. Like it looks like it could get swept away in a hurricane if one
maybe
came
that's
by.
That's the point.
And maybe that's
the
point.
Yeah.
Of which I suppose we could call it a death camp at that point, when that happens.
Or like when you burn your bar down when business isn't good, it's just an insurance claim.
Mm-hmm.
Which is evil, which is also evil.
and on top of that, you know, and we can't be blind to think this is only going to affect the illegals. Just recently, you know, first of all, the administration has talked about repeatedly about, well, we're going to go after citizens as well. They've flagrantly teased the idea of denaturalizing citizens. Citizens born in the United States, no less. Trump just frankly had just recently had an offhand remark, because he's got some sort of feud with Rosie O'Donnell, saying he's looking into denaturalizing, de-citizenifying Rosie O'Donnell. There's this old saying, it can happen here.
It is happening.
It is
happening.
And
here.
We are living in it. And
because to make it worse, our current border czar also basically said, like, yeah, we don't need probable cause. As long as we have a hunch on you, we're going to detain you. We don't need a warrant. We don't need to read rights. We don't need to do anything. It's just we can detain you if we want to. And if it's on a hunch, we're just going to detain you. We don't need to do probable cause. Don't need to have any evidence on you that you are a criminal, illegal, like, you know, with a record, you know, all that. We're just going to detain you and we'll figure it out from there. That's the equivalent of, we'll shoot you first and ask questions later.
Yes.
It's getting pulled over basically for like, oh, hey, you made an aggressive turn. An aggressive lane switch. That's what you made an aggressive lane switch.
Say, oops, we broke into the wrong house. Well, we're going to take you anyway.
Might as well. We're here anyway, we might as well.
we got quotas to fill.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now. And the thing is, this is just the start. We still got 3 more years. We still got holiday season, because you know how, you know, that gets intense with people out and about shopping.
Do you think they're going to do something? Because, you know, people are kind of like thinking, well, you know, there's going to be a backlash. The midterms are going to happen. The Democrats are going to probably take over, you know, because that happens most presidencies, that the midterms will swing the other direction. Do you think they're going to try something?
Of course, wouldn't you? You got to think in their heads.
Yeah.
You can't think of like just, wouldn't it be nice?
They're going to.
No, you're going to try something. Also, too, the thing is, at the same point, which is also sad, yes, like, for example, voters are upset right now who voted for Trump. Those voters are upset with certain things that happen. At the same time, they have that mentality of like, I'd rather have him, though, than a Democrat. It's like that line from Watchmen when the two night owls were speaking, mm-hmm. and he was like, "This that freaking prick Nixon to vote. They think I voted for that prick 5 times. Yeah, it was either him or the commies, though, right?" So, fucking my. You laugh, but it's that mentality.
Yep.
A lot, at least half the country has that mentality of, "Well, I'd rather still vote a Republican instead of the Democrat," because one, the Democrats lost a lot of faith. They lost a lot of fucking faith,
yes.
And the Republicans are going to use that to their advantage to keep pushing the envelope. Because it's the mentality of like, well, right now in the news, it's just L.A., so who gives a fuck? Well, it's not L.A. It's going to be everywhere. Because also, too, the majority of our farmlands and our agriculture are in the middle of the country. You want to get really pissed at someone for, you know, having illegals here? Fine, get pissed at Eisenhower. It's his fucking ass, you know, fault that we have, quote unquote, all these illegals, because he realized in the 50s, Americans don't really want to pick in the fields, but we need produce and stuff, so Mexico, we need you. It's like our railroads. Oh, not a lot of Americans want to be out there, you know, in the hot desert putting iron and metal and rods with a hammer. Let's get those Chinese people. They'll do it for a penny.
Exactly.
Hey, we need our eastern cities at the time during the early 30s and 20s to build, you know, these amazing megastructures and these construction sites, you know. Well, how do we get, you know, our true-blooded Americans to do it? Ah, get those fucking potato eaters who just came here to do it. Get foreign cheap labor to do what the countrymen don't want to do. And we're at this point. It's our produce. It's our crops. It's what we need to eat to live. And since on average what it seems like is our beef, which is the food, and our, you know, poultry is, you know, just the normal white guy from what we're just seeing on the news as an overall, well, you need, you know, your lettuce, you need your fruit and vegetables to either smoke or roast or, you know, eat with your fucking shit. So that's why we have all these Mexicans doing it. That's why it's Hispanic. It's Hispanic labor. But you get rid of that, who's going to pick it?
And generally the reason why most citizens don't want to do that is because it doesn't pay very well.
And it's dangerous because you can die from pesticides and other stuff and heat stroke. And also, too, the, you know, the foreman of the fucking operation is a piece of shit.
So it's like the
you piss where you are working.
Yes. It's like the entire industry is structured unethically by design.
Yeah.
And it's like, so and instead of fixing that and saying, yeah, no, you should pay more. You should
have a mobile, like, water truck, like, you know, in football, high schools have that mobile water truck. Have water ready, have shade ready, have just simple stuff. It doesn't have to be a structure that you move around, just like pop-up easy ups. Something simple just to switch them out. There's nothing wrong with being a blueberry picker. It's just how you're treating these fucking people.
Yeah.
Because you can treat them that way because they're not American.
Yeah, and it's like...
And you're paying them pesos on the dollar.
It's basically we didn't solve the actual problem of, like, how do we get people to work? We just outsourced it to a group we could exploit.
Yeah. And because since slavery is illegal, well, you're not going to get black back in the fields. So who can we get next? And we went down that line. We went from Irish to Chinese to brown. And you know what's funny? Out of all three, brown doesn't complain about working in the fields. On average, they don't. But now you're fucking with that shit.
Yeah.
Because even though Trump said, oh, you know what? We're going to get our illegals, but let's not touch the farmers and the hospitality workers and restaurant workers, because that's all Hispanic. But now we're
all the places that exploit undocumented
people.
Labor.
Yeah. But now we're fucking with farmers now. We're fucking with our crops. Now we're fucking with what we need to eat. You are literally right now, this government is biting the hand that feeds you.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember during all in the name of just feeling safe.
All in the name of securing power. People, the foreigners, often been used as a wedge issue to accumulate power and subvert, you know, people's civil rights.
Yeah.
And that's Tater Tot, everybody. We brought him with us to the park this time.
It's a nice day, honestly.
It's a really nice day. July, it usually, like, you think it starts to get kind of hot, but it's really, really nice.
The humidity has not hit yet. It's going to get muggy in August. You can tell, though. You can smell it in the air. It will.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, so that's what's going on. It's just stupid shit, mean shit, evil shit, pointless shit, waste of money shit. And at the same time, too, it's being made into a race thing when it's not. It's just rich and poor. It's like what Ralphie May said and what I keep quoting all the time. It's just rich against poor, and they're going to keep poor against each other so we don't look up to see the powers to be just fucking with us. Maybe five government officials in our entire country's lifespan has actually given a fuck about the working man? I mean, really? Like, thank you, Teddy, for the whole helping out with child labor, but you could have done a bit more. I know you were a man of the time. Thank you, Abe Lincoln, for helping out with, you know, stopping slavery, but I wish you were fucking alive still, because you got your fucking head blown off, and look what happened, because the people who were left after you to be in charge did not help at all with the fucking healing of the country, and now we're here. Oh, and fuck you, Reagan.
You talked about, like, people, like, hey, better than the Democrats, because basically the Democrats are wusses.
Well, they're made up to be also a different kind of evil. Oh, they're shoving this in your face, and they're doing that, and they're doing that. I'm like, motherfucker, I've hung out with everyone under the sun, and you know what? I have never had a problem with them. And not one of them has showed me child porn, ever.
Yeah.
By the way, I've known how many gay men, and I've worked, not only worked with, but, like, hung out with and went to school with. Guess what? I never was assaulted.
they hurl everything at Democrats, and the problem is that Democrats are too quick to jump. Like, it never occurs to them that, hey, You know, if a Republican calls you a socialist, maybe you shouldn't take that seriously. We didn't talk about the mayoral race in New York, did we?
Oh, that comes into all of what's going on.
Yeah. So, in case you didn't know, the New York Democratic primary happened, which usually means, like, whoever wins the Democratic primary in New York is going to become the next mayor. It's a very, very blue city. It's a lot like how state elections in California works, you know? Whoever's the Democrat for governor or senator, they're going to be the next governor or senator. That's just how that works. So, yeah, it's like the Democratic primary is the more important election and the general election is just a formality. Well, a Democratic socialist by the name of Zoran Mandani, who's a member of the state assembly in New York, he won the primary, and he won by an overwhelming amount.
Because he said the right shit.
Because he was like, hey, what if I talked about things that people want? Like, hey, the rent's too high.
Just work on that.
Maybe a rent freeze. We should do a rent freeze until we figure that out. Like that was kind of his big core campaign issue is rent freeze. Just do a rent freeze. Hey, how about, like, you know, taxpayer-funded, like, buses? Like, you don't have to pay for the bus. Just get on the bus because it's funded by your taxes.
What?
Well, more affordable housing. What if we could set up publicly funded grocery stores so that groceries are more affordable?
What?
All these things that could help people, and the people that actually live in New York were like, yeah, I like that guy, not Cuomo. Because Cuomo's a sex pervert. But the Democratic establishment, not just in New York, but all across the country, endorsed by the Clintons, no less, they thought Cuomo was their guy. Cuomo, who resigned from the governorship a few years ago because of a sexual assault scandal. But no, we can forget about that. That's in the past.
Yeah, so it's
like, by God's speaking, we can forgive him.
As long as a few years pass by since you sexually assaulted a girl, it's okay.
It's like,
it's okay.
And, you know, Dems are like playing with their dicks, you know, after losing in 2024. Oh my God, how could we have lost in 2024?
Because you fucked up on how you went about and just going and how you threw Biden up there and then found a replacement.
Yeah.
You just fucked up. And also, too, what's funny is that not only is he saying stuff that's like, oh, I kind of like that. I kind of like that for New York. No, he said the one big thing, too, is like this. Who gives a fuck about Israel? We're focused here in the five boroughs. I don't give a fuck about what's going on across the Atlantic.
And he didn't even that was not even a core campaign issue for him. That was reporters trying to do a gotcha on him, be like, oh, well, he actually supports human rights for Palestine. Oh, we can get him on that. We can call him a Jew hater. we can call him an anti-Semite. Let's do everything under the sun to call him, which they're doing that right now. The Adams campaign is doing that. I'm sure that Cuomo's going to do that because Cuomo's announced that he's going to run as an independent third-party candidate. Like, that's going to somehow hurt Mamdani. It's like, bro, you lost. What makes you think you're going to win this time?
Isn't it funny how basically saying anything slightly just like, you just saying I don't care what's going on in Israel is worse than saying the N-word right now? Isn't that fucking weird?
Well, what he actually said was...
I know what he... But yeah. He said basically he's like, I'm going to focus here on the five boroughs.
Yeah, because the question was, are you going to make
a trip to Israel? Yeah.
If you become mayor, are you willing to make a trip to Israel? Which, again, mayor of New York. He's not running to be the Secretary
of
State.
By the way, how scary would that be if a New York guy's like, what does a New York mayor has to do with fucking Israel? That's scary. That's a scary amount of power. But it's like, no.
And he's like, no, I'm going to focus on New York. What?
And it's like, that's political suicide.
Do you...
Yes, Tater Tot, it is. Saying that is political suicide, apparently, but he won.
Yeah, and then they asked him, like, the great question of, do you support Israel's right to exist? I've talked before, I think in the all the way back in the first episode, why the logic of a nation having a right to exist is stupid, but he actually gave a very good answer to that question. He says, yes, I support its right to exist as a democratic state. Most people who would describe themselves as a liberal Zionist would technically agree with that answer, but that's not the answer that they wanted his right to exist as a Jewish state, but he said a democratic state. Now, if the Democrats are smart moving forward, if they get asked that question, I think that's the smart answer, because I think what the New York election showed, again, in a city where there's this idea that like you have to that you will lose the Jewish vote if you're not nice enough to Israel, as if the Jewish vote can swing national elections, which there's actually not that many of them. They don't swing elections. So that's not really it. It's all military industrial complex nonsense.
It's stupid shit.
Yeah, but you know, when 12% of the population is made up in a city, in that city is made up of Jewish Americans, and there's and that population exceeds like the population of Tel Aviv, and he won the Democratic primary in a very in a city that's very very blue, and I think I saw something that he secured like 30% of the Jewish vote, which given like that, given how many people were running in that primary, that's a lot. So it's like I think that was a big blow to the Democrats. It's like, oh, I think Israel's kind of becoming a liability for us.
It's been a liability for a while, for a long time, for years.
Too many people have saw what's been going on in Gaza. What I think is fair to say is an ethnic cleansing. I mean, Trump basically said it out loud and Netanyahu nodded his head with it. Like, yeah, well, we're going to kick them. Got to kick them all out. And then we can build a nice resort there. And there are a lot of people in Israel that have been saying that for years. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
but you're
because there's because apparently some people just pray weird, and that's enough to get you killed.
But when you but it's considered political suicide when you allege that's the intention. I guess unless you're Trump, in which you're like, yeah, no, I'm okay with that.
At this point, actually, when you think about it, there's nothing you can say that's political suicide anymore. We've seen so much where it's like this. Oh well, there goes his campaign. Okay, there definitely goes his campaign. No, his campaign's over. Nope, you can just say anything. Fuck it.
But the reason I talked about Mamdani in the first place is like Mamdani is kind of like, hey, this is where the Dems could go. Because he pulled really well in like, well, definitely with young people, and definitely with young white men. The Democrats have made a big hooey after the election about like we want white men, with some saying like we need to find the. Sorry, and we need to find the liberal Joe Rogan, the Democrat Joe Rogan.
It's funny, Joe Rogan. You know what's funny? Joe Rogan is a liberal. Actually, he's registered.
And they're gonna spend money on consultants. They're basically
wasting money for bullshit.
They're basically allowing themselves to get scammed. Although I think that money is just moving in a circle at this point. To come out with BS research as to how they can do that. Mamdani's campaign in New York has shown how Dems could win with white men, because he did very well with young white men, and that's the target demographic that they want, because they feel like that losing that demographic hurt them against Trump in 2024.
They sound like Catholic priests. We need those young white men. Fucking Christ.
Well, it's like, look, there's your answer right there. And the establishment is like, well, not like that. No, actually, we need to start like saying some stuff. We need to go back to like 2002 era Islamophobia again. Oh, but guys, what about vote blue no matter who?
You know, speaking of money going around in a circle, and speaking of bullshit, isn't it funny how now we're back to funding Ukraine? All that talk.
I was
right?
always confused. Like, are we still doing that? Are we not doing that? I guess we are still doing it. That's still happening.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get. Well, are they like at a stalemate right now?
They're in a stalemate right now. But Trump is sending weapons over now because he's very mad at Putin. And it's funny how it's all like, we gotta get out of Ukraine. Biden fucked us over getting in Ukraine. All these billions of dollars for Ukraine.
Never would have happened if I was president.
Let's get out. And now he's like this. No, we're back in because I'm upset. I'm mad at Putin, so we're getting back in. It's
because
like,
he actually legit believed that Putin was serious about wanting to stop the war, and
only
you know,
with Trump.
Only with Trump, and it's like no,
dude, he's
Putin,
a KGB fucking. He's
like,
KGB.
No. Putin was all in on the whole let's conquer Ukraine.
Yes,
he didn't really want to stop that.
Well, the Russians have just been assholes for like a long time, and it's like you can't think like, oh, don't worry, I can make Putin do that. No, you don't. Putin don't give a fuck. He's a dictator. He wants this blood.
Yeah.
He wants Ukraine, and after Ukraine, he'll go back for other. He's gonna make Russia really great again in his eyes.
Well, yeah, that's the idea, is to restore the old borders.
And he will do it, because he's got 30 plus years left in his contract signed term as president that he did about 5 years ago.
Yeah, you're waiting for him to die of old age, or for people in his like inner circle to go et tu Brute on his ass.
I don't think they will. I think he's just solid.
If it hasn't happened now, it's not gonna happen.
But yeah, so we're back to funding Ukraine. So there's that money being wasted. So mm-hmm. I guess Elon was a waste of time, really, with all the Doge cuts and trying to save money. So we're sending money back to Ukraine, which is billions of dollars.
Okay, he just created Mecha Hitler with Grok AI.
Oh, well, also too, he's calling out Trump for other things right now too on Twitter. We got another Twitter feud.
Oh yeah,
we'll talk about that in another episode.
Oh yeah, because it's not with Doge anymore. So I can't make the joke the Trump-Musk administration anymore.
Tater Tot's right. You can't make that joke anymore, dude. No, Tater Tot's tired of that joke.
No, and that feels good. I like the idea of a critical joke like that being outdated.
You know what?
It's like, okay, we've moved on.
And I'm glad I brought cutting essential services out. I'm glad I just said that because Travis, as we know, if certain services weren't cut because of this stupid shit that our politicians are doing, a lot of people wouldn't have died in a river.
This is where we get to what happened in Kerr County, Texas. Massive flood that happened there. I think like the death toll is over 100 now.
It's been over 100. And it's crazy how the death toll is rising and the missing is also rising at the same time. They're both rising.
One problem with that region of the United States is that a lot of, we have a lot of like centralized weather alert systems to just sort of let us know, like notify us in the case of an impending natural disaster. We saw this work pretty well, if not too well, during the fires in January. Did we talk about on the podcast the story of like us receiving?
Yeah, that was our scammy baby one more time.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. Because we accidentally received evacuation warnings for a fire that was happening.
When that happened, I literally pulled out the couch bed for you and Denise, and we were setting up some makeshift towels and comfy bed for Tater Tot in the garage.
Yeah, and that was a hiccup in the system, but I mean, I would rather have that. I would rather have too worn. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, I'm sure they fixed that problem since then. But I appreciate being overly warned rather than not warned at all, not ready to, like, throw down. I mean, this affected, like, a summer camp. I think it was, like a Christian, was it a
girls
summer
girls.
Camp?
Those
yeah,
girls,
yeah.
Girls are still missing.
And there's still girls missing. They didn't get the proper warning to evacuate the camp.
So you're saying maybe having money put into a warning system, just God forbid, might be smart?
My mom is from Texas, and she tells me like one problem that, Texas and a lot of other kind of southern states, they don't have those centralized systems the way we do here, which, probably be important for hurricane season. And it's kind of like, dependent on county by county and not like the state or federal coming in to like, so a lot of these counties like don't have the proper systems because they're too expensive to install, and they have to like apply for grant money either from the state or with FEMA. And if it's like, Texas doesn't like to spend money in a lot of things, so would they get that grant money? I was flashing back to like, when I heard about that, I was flashing back to when I did summer camp. I did Boy Scout summer camp, and my Boy Scout summer camp was up in the mountains, in around this time of year. It was usually mid-July when we went. And one day I did one of the merit badges was wilderness survival. Which is basically you learn about like how to survive in the wilderness if in the horrible scenario where you get lost from your troop and you're out in the woods. And up there, this is like kind of Big Bear Mountain, near Big Bear. That could be a very real possibility because you were in the woods. It was bear country. I never saw a bear, although
They were there,
and there were times when I was there that I met up with someone who said, yeah, I just saw a bear this afternoon. So, like, yeah, that was a very real thing. And the big climax of it all was that kind of the second to the last night, you would have had built a structure, like a roof structure, based on like surrounding environmental stuff, logs, twigs, brush. And you would sleep that overnight. And I had a tent partner with me because we were assigned partners, and we built that together. And actually, we had two guys from our troop that were also doing that class with us. That night, the four guys abandoned their shelter, and they just bunked in ours because they wanted to hang out with us. So we hung out. It was very tight. It was very cozy in there.
Of course, yeah.
And just when I was finally about to drift off to sleep, a camp counselor came out and told us to go back to our tents.
Yeah.
Because that night, there was a bit of rain and there was thunder. So they were worried about lightning. So there was a system where people were staying up, monitoring the weather. And they're like, hey, if there's a lightning risk, get these kids out. Now, in my head, I'm like, isn't the whole point of this is to like...
survive?
Is to like survive? Like, oh no, bad weather. This is like a great test for my shelter, you know?
You're like this. We're supposed to be Jeremiah Johnson right now, God damn it.
But, you know, this is that's the liability.
Well, it's also having a system to protect you. Who wants dead kids? Yeah. Who wants dead fucking kids?
Exactly. And in the end, nothing happened. No trees were set on fire.
But you were alert. You're ready to go.
But we were alert. We were ready to go. And, you know, I kept thinking about that when looking at this disaster in Kerr County. And like, what happened? We even did fire drills up in summer camp. And so I'm just like...
Because nothing was there for them set up. They just got swept away. Within 30 minutes, the water rose too quick, too fast. There are stories of people who were camping out there just saying, just grab what you can and run. And, like, stuff was left. Like, shit was left. And now there's kids missing. There's kids, there's adults, those girls from that camp missing. And it's so bad because so many people were not alerted. Just to alert, just be like, hey, this could happen. Keep a watch out. Oh, okay. They didn't get that. And that is why not only the death toll is rising, but the missing is also rising. When death toll rises, that means the missing is lowering down because you're unfortunately finding the bodies. No, both are rising. Both fucking categories are rising.
And, you know, you hear that, like, FEMA took a long time to show up and do anything about it. You hear that Christy Noem, who's the head of Department of Homeland Security, of which DHS oversees FEMA and has been since 2003, since DHS was founded.
Fuck you, Bush.
That she did not allow calls to be answered from that disaster for 72 hours, which just kind of shows, like, okay, the priority is hurting foreigners. That it's like, oh, when a disaster happens, don't count on us to help you, at least not right away.
It's the Goodfellas mentality.
Business bad? Fuck you, pay me. Oh, you had a fire? Fuck you, pay me. Place got hit by lightning, huh? Fuck you, pay me.
I also know that the One Big Beautiful Bill, this is where we circle it, poised to make cuts to, what was it, National OSHI, NOAA, and the National Weather Service. You know, the services that the public services that we have that actually monitor the weather.
Yeah.
That is where the local news and our phones get data on what the weather is going to be like. But we're going to, like, they want to make cuts to the services. This kind of thing was outlined in Project 2025, you know, the big document that was said to be the guiding thing for the Trump administration. We might get less accurate weather reports in the future because it's not enough staffed.
Yeah, because fuck you.
Because fuck you.
Because fuck you. Just fuck you. Just fuck you. You're on your own.
Oh, that's great.
Now, what would that help? What? Just making insurance claims better? Like, you know, basically getting it so you don't have to even offer it anymore legally? Like, what's the hell? What's so bad about just having a system set up? It's like this. Hey, there was a crazy fucking, a thunderstorm up in Santa Ana, just out of the blue, heading west. Everyone, keep alert. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with having money in that? Nothing.
And you know the people this is going to affect the most. The states this is going to affect the most are red states.
What? You mean the ones with the crazy ass fucking tornadoes that come out of the blue? The ones with the crazy monsoon season?
And the bad hurricanes? This is going to affect a lot of Republican voters.
And you voted for this.
This is where I got to keep my altruism hat on. It's like, no one deserves this no matter who they voted for. And the onus should not be on them for voting those people in power. It should be on the people in power who are not protecting their voters.
Yeah, but we all know that the White Castle never gets stained.
Mm-hmm. and I just want to be careful about that. Because, just to point the stupid out, is not everybody in Kerr County is a Trump voter. I know for a fact because I know people in my family who used to live there,
And
they are not Trump voters.
No.
I'm sure they were not the only ones in their community. It might be a very red community. I don't know. But the idea, like, well, they're getting what they deserved.
Oh, I'm not saying that. No. Like, this is what you voted for. Not that anyone deserves like this. Now wake up. Wake up to what you voted for. Mm-hmm. No one deserves this, but just wake up to what you voted for. That's what I mean. Like, this is what you voted for. Wake up. You can still change it. That's the thing with the vote. You can change it. You have the power. Because you know what's going to suck? When they find those girls, those images are going to suck. Because remember how long of what happens to a body and a thing of water for days? And Yeah. So it's fucking horrific. It's like watching watching the second episode of Chernobyl.
I don't really know how to conclude this other... So I guess I'll just bring up it once again. You know, the whole thing about big government versus small government... is smoke and mirrors. It's about, is the government helping you or is it not? And right now we have a government that more or less wants you miserable and at worst wants you dead.
And also wants you hating your own kind. Wants you hating just your own fellow citizen.
Which is how they can hurt you more.
It's just right now, I guess the message you're trying to say is just wake up people. Mm-hmm. Just wake up people. We're called the United States for a reason. Wake up and unite. This is not right. We have to change the course. It's going to get ugly. And there's 3 more years of just this administration doing more shit.
And if you live in a blue area, as I do, I feel we are past the point of, well, at least I'm safe here. I am safe under a Democratic governor. No. And therefore, you should ask more of the politicians that you expect to keep you safe, as I described.
And when you leave your house, travel in a group.
I demand better of Gavin Newsom. Therefore, I am disappointed. Even if he, you know, talks a good game, which, you know, he's in part doing because he wants to run for president for 3 years from now.
Fuck
but,
you.
You know, yeah, that's kind of my attitude. Okay, you want to be my next president. I expect better. And you want to be the post-Trump rejection of Trump president? I demand better. I demand better in you. I don't want to make the mistake of this is assuming we even have a real election in 2028, by the way. But I don't want to repeat the mistake that we made in 2020 of like
no 2016.
Or 26. The Democrat of, we got to stay the course. Let's go back to Obama. Let's go back to how that felt. No. We need a new direction.
I'll even push it further. I don't want to make the mistakes of 2012 because nothing wrong with when you have the same president running again, have someone to change it up. Mitt Romney was a fucking wet noodle. It was like, okay, well, obviously Obama won, but no, he sucked. It's like, you can't have the same thing. Like, change it up every time. Someone challenged the status quo every 4 fucking years. That's what's called being American. It's like, God, I want a fucking greaser, like a Fonzie up there, like running. Like, I want a grease ball, a greaser.
We need to move away from Obama era politics because it's not sustainable anymore. People don't want the vibes of hope and change. They want to know how the change is going to happen. You look at candidates like Zoran Mandani. He does that. He's like, he can actually...
And hopefully will continue to.
And now, granted, he can't run for president because he technically wasn't born in the United States. He came here when he was 7. And, you know, I'm okay with him just being the New York, assuming he gets elected in November. But, you know, we need to look that as the example. A lot of Democrats that are being nice about Zohran, it's like, well, you know, he ran a good campaign. He knew how to speak to the voters. There's a little switcheroo that they're doing there when they say that, because what they're not saying is he's advocating for things that people want. They're kind of making it seem like, oh, if Andrew Cuomo was just had better videos and, you know,
had a six-pack,
really went on the streets to, you know, talk with the locals, like really got down and dirty the way Zohran did. No, Andrew Cuomo could never run that campaign because Andrew Cuomo doesn't believe in really anything, but let alone he doesn't believe in the things that Zohran believes in. And because of that, voters will call him a phony. Compared to someone who's real, voters would not have been able to connect to him. No matter if he tried everything that Zohran did, unless he just fundamentally believed in good things, which he doesn't. Like, he was never going... There was no way he would have been able to win that. There was no way he would have been able to replicate that campaign. So it's like, you know, Democrats think it's... We just need to change our style, right? We need to appear more populist. But no, you have to actually be populist. You have to actually have substance. You can't just be all vibes, but then advocate for the same things as the 90s. We need a real change in direction. Obama got away with it in 08. He got away with it in 08, being like, yeah, hope and change, promise new direction, popular. But, you know, actually, my politics are basically the same as Bill Clinton's for the most part, so...
He couldn't play the saxophone.
He presented himself well, and after Bush, that was enough. But we can't fall... we're not going to fall for that again.
The time now is to get to the mentality for everyone, regardless of how you vote or what you are. It's, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
This is if you're running for office. You can be mad as hell, but now you have to advocate. You have to channel that anger into something specific and legitimate.
I'm talking about the voters. It's time to start doing time to like get mad and alert and start forcing change through your votes, because this can go south more than what we're seeing. It's funny how the Texas thing, it's being portrayed now. It's like, God damn, I thought Katrina was bad. Fuck, this is looking worse the way they're going about it. Fuck, hey, remember when in the early 40s when we were rounding up all the Japanese Americans?
Oh, yeah, they want to make that operation look like child's play. No, get mad as hell. I would also
and
say...
do something.
Get mad at...
Organize, say, plot, plan, strategize.
Get mad as hell, but I also think it's really important for people to interrogate, what do I actually believe in? What do I really want? And these are questions I ask myself every single day. You know, really, like, you know, am I just saying what sounds right, or am I saying this because I believe in it? And I think a lot of people don't actually, I think a lot of people don't believe in anything.
No.
And haven't really, and they just kind of like, you know, well, what sounds good on the news? What sounds right to me? But I don't think they've actually fully thought, I think a lot of people haven't fully thought about what do they truly believe in. So I think if you're going to get mad, great. But people got mad and voted for Trump. Trump got the mad vote. Trump's been pretty good about... Trump got the mad vote in 2016, but then Biden got the mad vote in 2020, and then Trump got the mad vote again. So being mad is not enough. You have to be about something, not against something. Democrats think they can coast off of being against things. Like, well, at least we're not them. At least we're not those crazy elephants. No, you have to be for something. I don't know. I guess that's my message to you. You know, think about what actually matters to you. If you want change, and I think once you figure that out, you can then figure out how you could be most effective in bringing about that change.
Then that's a good way to end it right there.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Bye, everyone. Tater Tot says bye, too.